Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim, Daf, Nun, Pigamam, and Tesim Beis, but about a page, about 10 lines up, 12 lines up or so. In the parentheses, we have Hekish, Gezira, Shava, Kalva, Chomer, Simon. Here we go. Zakte le Gemara. Davar halamid behekish, ein chozer malamid hekish. Right, so we came out, we learned that something that learns its dinim through a hekish can't turn around and then go and teach that law to something else through a hekish. So you can't, basically, you can't double dip. You can go one way, you can't pass on that. You can't pass it on. Imidarava, imidaravina, and this is whether you hold like Rava's din or like Ravina. Each one of them brought their own makor, where we got that from earlier. And davar alami behekish, and Tommy's learned through a hekish. Maushi yilmad yilamid begezira shava. What's the din? Can it teach that din through a gezira shava? If it's not the ikar source, can it pass it on through a gezira shava? That's the one I want to know. Tashma, let's take a look. Tulmus Omer, minayin lepricha bibigadim shehi tahora. Where do we know that if you have a pricha, is like when it erupts, tsaras, that comes over an entire beged, that it's going to be tahor? We learn it from a gezira shava. Nemar karcha, karachas v'gabachas v'begadim. We have the word karachas and gabachas when it comes to tsaras by begadim. V'nemar karachas v'gabachas ba'adam. It says it by a person also. Malahalan parach v'kulotar, just like by a person, if it goes over the entire person, it's all tsaras. We know someone gets tsaras, they become tamei. But if their entire body becomes a tsara, then the all tsaras, all white, then he's going to be tahor. Of kan, so to hear also, parach b'kulo tahor. If it came out over the entirety, then it's going to be, or the beggar is going to be tahor. Now, it says, where do we know about the human from the person that if he's entirely white, that it's he's terminally tahor? If it's all tzaras, the pasuk says, Miroshil v'ad raglov, right? From his head to his feet, then we're going to say he's going to be tahor. V'iskish roshil v'raglov, make a hekish one to the next. Malaholon, just like with the body, kulo hafach lovin parach v'kulo tahor, then afkan here too also by his by his scalp. If you have tsaras over there, if the tsaras turned completely white and went over this whole scalp, it's going to be a tahor also. And now, we use this as this other thing is hekish to learn out this din of that it applies to the scalp, and then we now extend this from the scalp so that it would be for a garment with a gezira shava. And right, so there we go. We find a hekish that's followed by gezira shava. So it's going on Rav Yochanan b'chol tahor kula. Lamedin lamad milamed, lamed milamed. Throughout the entire Torah, we can learn out, we can derive something from something which itself was learned out. Chutz min hakachim, except when it comes to kachim. She'ein danim lamed milamed, that you're not allowed to do such a thing. So this idea of being a proof of tzaras, it's not going to help you. Dim Cain, if it would be by kachim also, you could do that. Then lo yomer tzafon ba'achim, you don't have to say anything about the north. You know, about Shechita and Kabbalah, all those different things when it comes to in Asham in the north. Learn it from there. Lav Lameimra, doesn't the Torah, the fact that it doesn't do is teach you. The Dover Lamed Behekish, Ein Chozem Lamed Begzir Shavah. You can't learn that through Begzir Shavah. Says, hold on a second. Vidilma, maybe the Torah really. Vidilma, Mishum de Lamefrach. It doesn't work by Asham because it's a Kasha. You could have asked the Begzir Shavah. As follows, Malachatas Shekein Mechaperis Al Chayvei Krisus. How could you compare it to a Chatas, which is going to be Mechaper for Chayvei Krisus and was Chayv Karis? Right, so therefore, when since a Chatas is more Chamor than an Ashim in reference to that, then we could say that a Chatas would have a requirement right in the south on the north that an Ashim doesn't have. And for the Gemara, said the Gemara, Kachi Kachi Miseri Ksivi. No, you can't say such a thing because there's two kachim, kachim yisirik sivi. There's two times that it has written this idea of kachim kachim. Right by the chatas, the Torah says, "Dabrel Aaron Relban of Lemor." This is those Torahs of chatas, and then it says it is kadosh. And by the Ashim, it also says that it's kadosh, it's most holy. And both of these, it says, about both of these karbanos, says the pasuk says that every chatas and every ashim that which you return to me as most holy shall be yours and your sons, And since you have this extra thing that's mentioned over here, the Gezeirah Shavah is open on both sides, and therefore you're not able to go out and to knock it off. Gemara says, now, next, Tadavar Lamin Mehekesh Chozer Melamin Bekavachomer. We know that something that learns its din through a Hekesh can flip around and teach that din through a Kavachomer. Beep, turn the page. Nun Amar Aleph. Midatana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We learn it from that of Tana Devei Shmuel. Rashi points out that we saw this earlier on Daf Mem Amud Beis, Mem Aleph, that there's a hekesh between the Kohen Gadol's par and the par of the Avodah Zarah, you know, for the Tzibor. When you have the Avodah Zarah, it's Tzibor Chatas. And we have a Kavachomer that we set up between the Chatas and the Yom Kippur. And the Braisa there uses this this combo to teach the specific dinim about the Yom Kippur's blood, the study of the Yom Kippur's blood application. So we learn it from there. Davar Lamin Behekesh, in reference to something that's learned through a Hekesh, Mao Shei Lamin Binyan Av. What's the din? Can it teach the din through a Binyan Av? Right, meaning from one pasuk, which is what we call like a mamatzinu. Amar of Yirmiya, lo lichtov tzafon abashem. He says, well, if it was mutter to use a hekesh, and then after that you have a binyanav, then the Torah shouldn't write the north in reference to the asham. V'teisei mi binyanav michatas. And then it could be learned out. We can learn this out from a chatas, right, which learns that its own north shtekel through a hekesh. Lamai huchzak sivi. Why is it that why did it write out this halacha, right, straight up in the asham? Lav lamim, or the davar lamim behekesh ain chozer malam binyan. It can't do such a thing. It says, normally tamech, according to you, tasting binyan av meola. Then the asham's safon shtekel can be learned out straight up from a binyan av, from the case of an ola, where the north thing is written straight up, like explicitly. My time alasi, why don't we do that? For what reason is the Asham's, the fact that he has to be in the north, not learned out like that? Misham de ikel mifrach, because it's possible to go into knock off that binyanav by saying, ma la'ola shekein kalil. Yeah, how could you compare it to an ola, which is something which is gets totally consumed, gets totally, you know, finished up, burnt up. Chatas nami kalimifrach. But you could also ask the same question about the chatas, right? The binyanav that you want to learn out from that and say, malachatas shekin, mechaperes al chavi krisos. It's mechaperes al krisos. And since the binyanav from the chatas to Asham is no good, you can't bring a riot, right, from the Torah's teaching of the north by the Asham shtickle over here. So Gemara says now, chad mechad al asi. Okay, we see that we're not able to learn out like this. We're breaking away now to discuss this Safon Chiyov of the Ola, the Chatas, and the Asham. We already learned out that to learn from the Safon can't learn out from one of these three things. One of these three carbonas can't be learned out. But Tesi Chadimitarti, whether the idea of the Safon, one of the three, can be learned from the other two of its Tzadah Sheva. Why do you have to teach all three? Fract the Gemara, hey Tesi, right? From which ones? From which two psukim would the Nor would learn out the Tzafon learn from? Lo nechtav achamana Ola. Maybe you should say, don't let it rip by the Ola. V'tesi mechatas v'asham. Let's learn it from mechatas and asham. The Gemara says, can't be, because ma la'anoch shekein mechaperim. The chatas and asham are mechaper, the Ola isn't. Okay, so lo nechtav achamana mechatas. Don't write chatas. V'tesi me'anoch. Learn it from the other ones. Or from the chatas, from the Ola and the asham. Says the Gemara, no, Malanosh Shekin Zcharim, right? Those are the animals are Zcharim. This one can be also in the Keva. So Lo Nechtav Asham. Okay, let's just not write it by the Asham. B'tis Menach, and we'll learn it out from the other ones, Olin Nechatas. No, we can't, because Malanosh Shekin Yesh Tamitzibur B'Kibiyachit. You can't compare, because these two, Olin Nechatas, are brought for the Tzibur, also for individuals. And Asham, though, is only brought for an individual. So you actually have to write all three of these. Says Gemara, okay, back to our discussion of combining things. Davar halamin b'gzira shava, mal shilamin b'hekesh. Can you then turn around and use that to teach something from hekesh? Amar papa, v'zos toras zevach hashlamim im al toda. It's possible the shlamim and the toda are put next to each other, and the hekesh is set up between them. Lamadnu l'toda sheba min ha-maiser. Our pasuk says that this is the law of the shlamim, the one will bring to Hashem, if you will bring it up for a Todah. And Like we said, in this pasuk, the Shalom and the Toda are put next to each other, and there's a hekesh that we learn from them. Lamadnu l'toda shebav ben ha'meiser. So we learn out that a toda can come from, or can be brought with a meiser sheni money. Just like that can come from meiser sheni money. Shlamim gufayim minal. How do we know that it can come from meiser sheni money? We know that from gzeir shavah. The chsev sham sham. You have the word sham. When it says, you shall slaughter shlamim and eat it there. In another pasuk, you have that it says, you shall eat it before Hashem, your God, in the place where he will rest his name there. The meiser of your grain, the grain, the wine, and the oil. The gzeirah shavah of there, sham sham, is going to put the two together and says, shlamim can be bought with meiser sheni money. The hekesh din shlamim toda then goes, extends that din to the case of a toda. So we have a gzeirah shavah that comes by, followed by hekesh. This is my hold on a second. Amar le mar zutabe mari deravina, meiser dagan, the meiser sheni of dagan, chulin ba'amahu. That's just chulin. It's not the category of kachim. And since our question, you know, about the two-stage limit here is only about kachim, you can't bring this up as any raya over here. And there, that's not gonna help you out. Omar Leia. So Ravina says to Mar Zutra that it's true that Rav Yochanan's din against this two-step shtickle said only reference to kachim, rather than we said. Omar Amra. But did the one who said the first also say that, did the one who said the first statement also say that Lamed Kodesh Umelamed Kodesh, that both the learned out case and the teaching case are kachim? No, it doesn't have to be all of them. As long as the learned out case has a little bit of kachim in it, right? So this din about this two-step shtickle should apply to a papa's example of the gzeirah shavah that's followed by hekesh, the fact that it doesn't tells us to come to chesed nine. We learn out that this combo is another exception to the rule. Okay, next part of combination here is davar alamid b'gzeirah shavah mahu shehem. Sorry, a davar, something which is learned. That learns its din through gzeirah shavah. Maoshi lamed gzeirah shavah. Can it go ahead and then go ahead and teach it through gzeirah shavah as well? Amar Rami Bar Chama zok tehiligur rechama. Tanya, we learned the brisa. Solus mirbeches. Solus mirbeches is fine flour that you like pour boiling like. Poor, it gets burnt like with the hot oil. Lamadnu l'revucha sheba solas chalos minayin. We learned that this revucha, which is a scalded loaf that comes with a toda, comes from fine flour. Pasuk says straight up chalos minayin. Where do we know that the challah of the toda has to be in a fine flour? Tamad lomar, chalos chalos. Because there's several chalos chalos, and just like the scalded loaves, the revuchas have to be made for fine flour. So too, this is made for fine flour as well. Rekikin minayin. Where do we know that the toda is rekikin? That's the unleavened wafers. Also have to be made for fine flour. Tamad lomar, matzos, matzos. Because there's several matzos, matzos. Okay. Yeah. So, and this two-step shtickle over here, the Bryce is learning out the chiyuv of fine flour from the scalded loaves to the unleavened loaves through the gzeirah shavah, and from that to the unleavened wafers through a second gzeirah shavah. And Sefer Rabbi Yochanan's din doesn't apply to the case of gzeirah shavah following gzeirah shavah. Now, the Gemara knocks it off. Amar Ravina, mimai de matzos, matzos michalos gamar. Where do you know that we learn out matzos, matzos from chalos? Dilma mi ma'afei tanur gamar. Maybe we learn it out from oven baked. That right when it said the words unleavened is unbaked, oven baked matzahs. And therefore the Bryce is talking about two separate gezeirah shavahs entirely. One of a toda, scalded loaves and unleavened loaves, and one between the unleavened wafers, the toda, and the oven baked mincha.
So the Braisa's case is totally not related to what we're saying over here, which is a Gzeira Shava, dependent on another Gzeira Shava. Elam or Rava, so we have a different proof, Tanya will into the Braisa, Vikirvo Upir Shova Hotzi. This is talking about the Par Kohen Gadol, that it's telling us that its innards and its waste, you shall remove the entire bowl to the outside of the camp. This is telling us that he removes the bowl. It's got to be while it's complete, while it's whole. You don't take it apart. It can't be taken apart after the Shechita. One may have thought that he also burns the bowl while it's whole. Namarkan Rosho Ukrav, and Emer Lahalan Rosho Ukrav. Now we have, it says in one place, Rosho Ukrav, its head and its feet, and Emer Lahalan Rosho Ukrav, Malahalan, just like over there, we find that all is burnt only after Hayitini Tuach, after you go and you separate it and everything's taken apart. Afkan, here also, by the Par Kohen Gadol, it's burned outside the camp only after Al Yedini Tuach, after it's all taken apart. Now, if this Gezeirah Shavah exists, maybe you'd say we would apply it like this as well. But Malaholon Behafshit, just like over there, we find that the oil is burnt only after it's skinned. Afkan Nami Behafshit, here also you want to say it's only after it's skinned. Tam Lomer Vekiro Upirsho. And its innards and its waste. Right? Saying only those things. My Talmuda. What's it teaching us? How do we see from here that the bull doesn't have to be skinned? Amar Papa, Kishem. Papa says, Kishem, Shapirsho, Bekirbo, Kach Besaro Beoro. Just like the bull's perish, its waste, has to remain within its innards when it's being burnt, because it would be gross to take it out and then burn it separately, the poop. Kach Besaro Beoro. So too, the bull's flesh has to remain inside of its skin. Now, says the Gemara, V'tanya, and we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Omer, number kan or ubasa uperish. Here it says these three things. Right, it was on the Braisa. Rabbi says that hide, flesh, and waste are said here in the pasuk of Yom Kippur, the par Yom Kippur, and the sire. Peep, turn the page. V'nevel holon or ubasa uperish. And these things are said also by the power of the Kohen Gadol. Malahala, just look over there, we find the Kohen Gadol's bowl is burnt only after, right? As only after. It went through being taken apart, but it wasn't skinned. Hafkan, here also with the Yom Kippur bowl and the goat, they're burnt only after Yidei Yituach Shalo Behavshet, after they were taken apart, but without being skinned, right? So Rebbe, he used a Gezira Shava to learn out two laws from the case of the Par Kohen Gadol to the Yom Kippur, Par Yom Kippur and Sire. And even though one of them, right, that din of the Kohen Gadol's bull is burnt only after being dismembered, is itself done through Gezira Shava from the Ola, and therefore we can see the Gezira Shava followed by Gezira Shava actually does work. Okay. Zuck the next combo. Davar lomid v'gzira shava. Something which is learned through gzira shava. Ma'u she'ilamid b'kal v'chomer. What's the din? Can it turn around and teach that din through a kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer. Well, we can actually answer this with the kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer. Ma hekesh she'ina malamid b'hekesh. If a hekesh can't teach through a hekesh, imi derava, imi deravina, whether we learn this out, the makor from Rav Ravina, Melamed b'kavachomer, and yet it can teach you a kavachomer. Midatana de Rabbi Shmuel, the Gzira Shavah melamed this behekish midav papa, and a din should talamed b'kavachomer. Of course, it should work. That should be able to do it. But the Gemara in Ahani chelamad the islay derav papa, lamad the less leader of papa. What about the one who doesn't know papa? We saw this earlier. That was Marzutra Ma'ik Lamimra. What are you going to say now? For the Gemara, Ella Kavachomer, let's learn the following Kavachomer. Mahekish She'ain Melamed Behekish Imidarava Imidaravina Melamed Kavachomer, the Midatan of Rabbi Shmuel Gzirishava Hamelamedes Gzirishava Chaverta Midaravi Barchama Ain't no din shit to Lamed Kavachomer. And of course, it's be able to work with the Kavachomer.
So the Gemara said, okay, leaves it at that. Good. What about Davar Lomid B'Gzir Shava? Something that's learned through Gzir Shava, Maushi Elamid B'Binyan Av. Can that go on to teach through a Binyan Av? The Gemara says, Teku. Good question. We leave that one. Davar Lomid B'Kav Chomer, Maushi Elamid B'Hekesh. Something that learns its din through a Kav Chomer. What's the din? Can it flip around and teach that din through a Hekesh? Says Gemara, Kal Chomer. Let's learn from a Kal Chomer. Umag Zira Shava She'enu Lameda Be'Hekesh. If Zira Shava cannot learn from a Hekesh, right? So it's learned its din through a Hekesh, cannot flip around and teach that through Zira Shava. Midrav Rav Yochanan, we learn that din from Rav Yochanan. Milamed Be'Hekesh, but it can be learned through a Hekesh, right? It can flip around and turn to another Hekesh. Midrav Rav Papa, from that we learn from a Papa. Then Kal V'Chomer, Halamed Mehekesh, when you have a Kal V'Chomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, by the time of the Rabbi Yishmael, Eino Din Shilam Behekesh, does it make sense to say, isn't it a Kal V'Chomer to say, that can also learn through a Hekesh? So the Gemara says, well, hold on, but how do you Chalamad Isle Rav Papa? That goes according to those who hold like Rav Papa. Halamad, the last letter of Papa, the Crusader of Merzutra, Michael, remember, we're going to say now. So the Gemara Teku, good question. We leave it at good question. Davar Lamed Bekav Chomer. Now, what about something which is learned through its din? Learns its din through a Kav Chomer. Maushi Lamed Bekazir Shava. What's the din? Can it flip around and then teach that din through a Gezira Shava? I don't know if you noticed by now, but we're going through all the seemingly possible permutations here. Kav Chomer. Ma Gezira Shava Shein Lamed Bekesha. Midrav Rabbi Yochanan, yet Malamed Gzira Shava, Midrav Rabbi Chama, then Kavachomer, Lamed Vekesha, Midditamed Rabbi Shmal, Ainu Din Shatam Gzira Shava? Period. Next. Tavar Halamed Vekavachomer, Mao Shi Lamed Vekavachomer, can I flip around to that? Kavachomer, Oma Gzira Shava, Shin Alamed Vekesha, Midrav Rabbi Yochanan, Malamed Vekavachomer, Midrav Rabbi, like we said, Kavachomer, Lamed Vekesh, Midditamed Rabbi Shmal. Ain't no din she alone be kavachomer, v'zeo kavachomer ben kavachomer. That's the statement kavachomer ben kavachomer. Says the Gemara, ben beno shel kavachomer ho. So kavachomer ben kavachomer. Really should be ben beno shel kavachomer ho. Because if we were to apply the kavachomer followed by kavachomer to a situation of kachim, then we would be using three levels of kavachomer. El Kal V'Chomer, let's learn it differently. Umay Hekesh, Shein Olamed B'Hekesh, Imi D'Ravi, Imi D'Ravina, Malamed B'Kal V'Chomer, Imi D'Tanim Rebbe Yishmael. Then Kal V'Chomer, Olamed B'Hekesh, Imi D'Tanim Rebbe Yishmael, Eno Din Shilam B'Kal V'Chomer, V'Zeo Kal V'Chomer, Ben Kal V'Chomer. And that's what we would say, Kal V'Chomer, the son of a Kal V'Chomer. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.